Nashville's greatest hits, Hippie Radio 94.5. On the phone with me this morning is Mike Love. He's got his brand new book coming out, Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy. Where can we pick it up, Mike?
Anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you name it.
You know, I'm really looking forward. You're coming back, man. Now, I got to tell you, the Brian Wilson fans went and seen him not long ago at Ryman Auditorium, and you're right on the heels coming back in. What we're trying to do, I think, is extend summer as long as we can with Beach Boy music. January 24th at the Ryman Auditorium. We're looking forward to seeing you. Are you still doing the tribute in the middle of the show?
Absolutely. And we do, you know, we do Carl Wilson doing Gonnelly Knows. We do Dennis Wilson doing Do You Want to Dance. We're very inclusive. A lot of footage of Brian in the studio. And so it's all good, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, that was, in my opinion, that made the evening for me to see you still include Beach Boy, all Beach Boy music, and in your concert. And in the middle of the show, there's this tribute of you and Carl that it was just... It brought tears to my eyes, man. It was incredible.
Yeah. It is nice. I mean, come on. Who sang God Only Knows better than Carl? Nobody. And you know, it's just so it's only right that we should do so.
Well, I appreciate all of you guys. You, Brian, Carl, everybody who has ever had a hand in the Beach Boy music, because after all, it is Beach Boy music, and we love every bit of it, man. Your fans love you guys, and I know that there's this tit for tat. You've got some fans that like this, like you, like him, whatever. Come on, it's music, and it's a beautiful thing that you guys did.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it happens with every group. I mean, some people say that John Lennon was more important than Paul McCartney. Come on, I mean, it's the Beatles, and they all came together, and they all played a part, and they are all part of a phenomenal group. And it's the same thing with us, and same thing with everybody that ever made music. I mean, you know, but it's not uncommon to have divergent paths and lifestyle choices and stuff. So, you know, that's life. And so, I appreciate your attitude, which is, you know, enjoying the work that we all did together. I think it's great.
And I just have to ask one more question of you. Who owns the Beach Boy name?
Well, it's owned by the organization, well, the corporation called Brother Records that we're all partners in. You know, we're all shareholders in.
Yeah.
So there is that entity that has the Beach Boys name. And yeah. I tour as the Beach Boys and have since the beginning, since for 55 years now. And I'm the one sanctioned person to tour as the Beach Boys.
You know, what do you say to the critics out there that say, ah, this is just a bunch of you-know-what, and they love this feud, it helps sell books and records?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of ignorance in the world, but it doesn't bother me all that much because I just wrote the story of my life and my experience with the Beach Boys in my voice, and let the chips fall where they may.
All right.
It's on the New York Times bestseller list this week. This is the first week that it's out.
Well,
which is amazing.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike Love, we love you. We love Brian. We love all the Beach Boys here at Hippie Radio, and I wish you the best, man. Looking forward to seeing you coming up at the Ryman Auditorium coming up in January, and you have a wonderful time, and we'll be safe on the road.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Mike. Bye-bye.